Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah who showers upon us countless blessings at every moment of our life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of the program Islamic Upbringing, in which we try to tackle many challenges and questions that you, dear parents, might have with your dear children. Previously, we talked about the very important matter of parenting styles with our dear expert in the studio, Sayyid Salman Naghawi, who is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa International University. First of all, let's greet him, and then we'll go right into the heart of our question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome, and we're so eager to learn more about the topic that we have, transformational and transactional parenting. Just to give a very brief review of what these two are, you were talking about the fact that transaction, as the name itself shows, it's just being able to carry out, to do something, to perform a task. And then transformational is like where the child herself or himself is motivated not only to do it, but also to lead others to do it. In other words, to create a kind of imam or leader within the society. As you said previously, the Islamic Ummah is based on, the movement of the Islamic Ummah is based on the belief of leadership, right? We're all ears.
Yes, so thank you. As we mentioned in the previous episode, that we need to teach ourselves and educate ourselves first to become good parents. Parenting is a form of managing our relations. And in this management of relations, and as we have mentioned before, you require competence. Competence, whether it's with respect to our relationship with other human beings or even ourselves. When we take care of ourselves, that also requires the management of a relationship with ourselves, and that requires competence, knowledge and skills to be applied in a proper situation with a proper attitude. Even in our relationship with Allah Almighty, the specific one, devotional one, or even with our environment, as we have always said, there are four basic relationships. And all of them come under the overarching relationship which we have with Allah Almighty. He's our Lord and our Master, and He's our worthy of our devotion and worship in the general sense. So all these require competence. Educating, becoming a parent is something which we have to learn ourselves. We're not born parents. Mm-hmm. We need to learn to become good parents, effective parents, competent parents. That's being not only a salih person, but also being a muslih. Mm-hmm. We always have to be a person who is competent in being good himself and educating others and leading others to be good also.
I always say to myself that part of my challenges as a parent is that when I want to teach my daughter something, it's like I have to teach it first to myself. I have to like have that notion, have that teaching completely, formed and shaped in myself and in my personality, so that I don't even have to say it to her.
Exactly.
I just have to do it, and she will learn, and just by
observing.
Of course,
I mean that's the case for every anything that you want, any form of reform that you want to carry out or educate people. You have to kunu du'atan linnas bighayri alsanatikum.
Right.
You have to be call others towards the right path without even using your tongue. You need to practice what you preach. Or, for example, when you want to become an imam, it's said by Mawla Ali, I think he says that من نسب نفسه إماما للناس فليبدأ بتعليم نفسه قبل تعليم غيره.
Right.
So before he wants to teach others, he has to teach himself. So as we said, parenting is being a good educator and moreover being a leader.
Right.
So we have to become leaders who are competent, who are effective in getting things done. The actual thing is we want our child to do what is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to inspire and motivate him to do so,
right,
to become a role model for them, and then also expect them to do the right thing,
right,
but not force it upon them. That's
right,
important, because teenagers
will are not accept you forcing them. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. We're talking about the fact that as an instructor, as a teacher, as an educator, you know, a parent must instill certain qualities in him, in himself or herself. When you were talking, it just brought into my mind the ayah that says, "Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar."
Exactly.
Every time it starts with yourself. I mean, if you're an empty vessel, you have nothing inside. I mean, how do you expect to have righteous children, right?
Of course.
Okay, so what's the next point?
So we need to understand that what is the difference between transactional leadership or transactional parenting and transformational leadership and parenting. So number one of the things is the problems with us parents is that we see our children in our own image. We want them to be an extension of our own image. Whereas it has been said that by Mawla Ali, again, I think that he has said that educate your children for their time, for the future times, not for the times that you live in.
Right.
They will be living in a different time, in a different era. They have to meet the challenges of that era. We come from the 20th century. They are going into the 21st century.
Yeah. Back in my day, people were changing every decade, but in these days, I can see that in the new generation, every month, every week, every day, there's a new trend, there's a new fashion, there's a new doctrine, and it's like I can't keep up with all the changes going on, all the transformations. So the speed of change is super these days, and if I want to train my child for her future, which is God knows how many more changes and challenges she will have to face. But that is really difficult.
Yes, exactly. So we firstly, we have to realize and understand that basically transactional parents or leaders, they think of everything in their own terms. They want whatever they think it's good. They want their own image to be reflected in their children's behavior and conduct. The problem is that they're more concerned with their own image.
Mm-hmm.
Not the well-being of the child. They want to somehow, they feel if the child does something which they don't expect from him, they don't like, they feel embarrassed. Maybe a child does something which they think it's not good.
Yeah.
And it's not appropriate, especially in front of guests.
Mm-hmm.
They feel let down, they feel embarrassed, and they start to,
feel uncomfortable.
Feel uncomfortable.
Well, that's natural.
And apologetic. They start becoming apologetic.
Because the guest is going to say, look how they have brought up their children.
So that's the problem is that I'm concerned with my own image.
I should be.
But let the child face the consequences of his behavior. Give him that confidence to decide himself instead of enforcing it. In transformational leadership, we don't face the consequences of our children's behavior. We shouldn't do that.
Mm, I see a lot of that in parents of my time, where they're so over-supportive of their children, and they don't even let, in the safe zone, in the safe atmosphere of the family, where the child can have a very secure boundary to experience like the negative consequences. The parents are so overprotective that the child, when later on they go to the wider society and they do meet the consequences, it's so bitter for them. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. The last point that we mentioned in our program, Islamic Upbringing, was that oftentimes we as parents are scared of, you know, bringing up. We're actually aiming to educate children who are the extensions of our own image. And when they do something wrong in the public,
I mean, the mold they've set for themselves, they see they want their child to be in the mold of their image. They want the same thing to happen there. I mean, one thing is that they should do exactly what you are, how you behave. The other thing is doing the appropriate thing. It may be the same, it may not be the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for the sake of myself, it's for the child's sake, for her sake that she should be doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't feel embarrassed. Yes, I've done my best, I've tried, but the problem is sometimes when we are not able to control our feelings, when you are not able to overcome this sense of being overprotective, as you said, we need to start covering up their tracks. Mm-hmm. And we start becoming apologizing on their behalf. Okay, if they've made a mistake, they should apologize.
One question. I'm referring to Imam Ali's sayings that raise your children for their own time and not for your time. How do I know what the time of my child requires? What exactly do I have to keep in mind? Because it's a little bit abstract.
Yes, it is abstract. For example, nowadays, today, as much as we want our children to have a healthy life, but today, this the problem that we're all faced with is the issue with the phone, with the iPhone, with the Android, with everyone's engaged in that today. The whole of society is overcome by this new social media technology, and it's getting worse.
Yeah.
After artificial intelligence coming into play, everything's going to be topsy-turvy, everything's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we realize that's going to happen. So exactly, please stop fubbing. Fubbing is getting engrossed in that and just playing around with your mobile phone and not paying attention to a person who is talking to you or who's there in front of you. We also have this problem.
Yeah,
we're always looking at our mobile sets. Now, this is wrong behavior, even whether we do it or our children.
Yeah.
But today we have to learn. A teenager, one of the things is the difference between us and another teenager is that a teenager can't understand and he cannot or she cannot analyze the problem. Because their hormonal changes are there, psychological changes are there, physical changes are there.
Right.
So sometimes you can't, the child, the teenager, especially when we're talking about teenagers, we're not talking about the first 7 years or even the second seven years, which is mentioned in famous hadith.
We're talking about the third phase?
We're talking basically, when we're talking about teenagers, we're talking about the third phase, basically.
Right.
So if, as we mentioned previously also, if we had taken the proper care of those two stages.
Right, the third.
The third would have been much
easier.
But since most of us have not been able to manage those first two phases properly, now we're faced with a situation where the teenager has this tremendous pressure from within and from without.
Right.
And he wants to become independent. She wants to become independent.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to take care of that independence. You need to promote that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't snub it. You can't stop it. It's something which is taking place. You have to channel it. You have to manage it. You have to be an advisor. You have to be by the side of the child.
Yeah, and most
not in a protective way, overpowering, overarching way. No, you need to be. He should feel that you're at his side or her side,
not in front of them.
Not so. You have to lead by taking him along with you,
like a companion. I think based on what you were saying, that a lot of the challenges that are faced in the third phase, it's because the first and second phases were not taken care of properly. And that actually is because you as a parent had a lot of emotional whatever issues yourself. This brings us to the end of another episode of the program. we would be more than happy to have you to write to us any questions or comments at englishradio@irib.ir and visit our social media at Call of Islam Radio. This is our Insta and Facebook. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way.